The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
After just listening to a pissed off, I'm not going to take it anymore, Kip, need to know, you got me fired up because something happened to me last week, the week before, and I am just had it up to here because I'm an American. I've lived here my entire life. I was born here. I was brought up here. I pay taxes here. And damn it, I want to fly somewhere and I can't. And it pisses me off. So about 4 or 5 years ago, I'm at the DMV up there in Inverness Corners. Nice people up there. It's not the traditional DMV where you're getting there and it's nasty and it's hot and it stinks and you're in line for 3 or 4 hours. Good. You get in, you get out. It's fantastic. Unless, of course, you've been the DMV, say, since May 7th. May 7th is when the United States of America decided we had to have this little blue star in the corner of our driver's license. Now, about 5 or 6 years ago, when I went in to get my driver's license, and by the way, it goes through June this year, my driver's license. There was a guy standing outside with a sign that said, "The world is coming to an end." And another sign that said, "Beware the mark of the beast." And I was like, and of course, I'm mesmerized by people like this because I really want to know where their brains are. I don't think they're all just paralyzed by some schizophrenic stuff. I just want to know where they're at. And he's like, "Did you know what they're trying to do here? First of all, if you're coming in here to get a brand new driver's license, that's fine. But you can't get the star yet." And I said, "What are you talking about, star?" He said, "They agreed on this thing back in 2005
Five.
That everyone in this country was going to have the same type of license or identification. And it must have this federal identification of this star in the upper left-hand corner. And it was going to be used for everything." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" He said, "I'm just telling you, next time you come in here, they're going to make sure you have this thing or you're not going to be able to fly. You're not going to be able to drive. You're not." And I said, "This is hooey. This is ridiculous. This guy's obviously lost his brain." Well, come up an AC/DC concert a couple of weeks ago. My son and I are all ready to go up to Nashville or go up to wherever the hell the show was, Michigan. We're all ready to go. And I go to fly. And next thing you know, I buy myself an airline ticket. And I'm told at the TSA that I'm not allowed to fly because I don't have the right identification. I said, "What are you talking about?" They said, "You don't have the right ID." And I said, "My ID is not suspended. It's still good. It's good all the way through June. What are you talking about?" They said, "You don't have the star emblem on your driver's license." And I said, "You've got to be kidding me." I said, "I really can't fly." And they said, "No, we can't use this identification. Any federally funded thing, whether it's the FAA, anything that goes through the government, you can't use this license anymore. Now, I can use it to drive. If I get pulled over, it's still good. But I can't use it for any federally funded types of things." And so I go down to the DMV about a week later. And there's a 3-hour line to get my license changed at, of course, the brand new DMV down there in Childersburg, which again is super nice. I mean, it's nice. Usually, I mean, you walk in, you pull a number. If you're number 17, before you can even walk in the door, they're like, "17, you're next." It's amazing. But we get there and they're like, "If you're looking for the blue star, please go to room 109. And of course, I turn and hit my nose right in the middle of a guy's back because the line's all the way around the building and inside the building, down the hallway on both sides. It's over 3 hours long. I spent almost an hour in this line because I've got my driver's license and there's a woman behind me and she's 82 years old. I should know because I spoke with her for 45 minutes. Her name was Caroline.
You probably know her whole history.
She had her driver's license. She had her social security number. She had her green card. She had her marriage license. She had her death certificate from her husband. I said, "What are you doing with all this stuff?" She said, "So I can be verified and I get my blue star." And I said, "You don't need all that stuff." And the guy in front of me said, "Oh yeah, you need at least 4 pieces of identification."
Yep.
I said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "I'm American. I've lived here my entire life. I've paid taxes my entire life. I've lived here for 59 years. I've never had a problem. Even when my license was suspended, I could fly." He's like, "Well, do you have a passport?" And I said, "I do. I got one back in 2002, but it's only good for 10 years. So that's no good. They don't you have your social security card? Who the hell has their social security card? Do you have your birth license?" I was like, so, you know, all of a sudden, I'm one of those guys that, when's the last time I need my birth certificate? I need my birth certificate. I need my birth certificate to get married. So I had to go through the bus. So I came home after waiting in line for an hour, and I went downstairs and had to find four pieces. And they're like, oh, you can also use like a, well, this is the funny thing is you can use anything to prove that you have ownership or a relationship, whatever you want to call it. You belong here as an American, but you can also use a power bill.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, oh yeah, power bill. That proves you live here. And I said, a power bill proves my citizenship, my water bill. I can use my water bill to get the star on top of here. But you're telling me I need my social security card and I need my driver's license and I need my birth certificate. I said, what the hell is going on? Would you please explain this to me? And I still haven't gotten it. I still don't have it because I don't have 4 hours to sit down at the DMV and get this done. By the way, if you have not gotten it finished, and I've been surprised how many people have actually gotten it done. They're like, oh yeah, I got that done years ago. Well, if your driver's license, you know, ended over the last couple of years, you automatically got it when you went back in. But if you don't have a driver's license with this star, good luck. It pisses me off.
Yeah, I went with my son 3 years ago when we first there was the first deadline was coming up. Yeah, you're right. They passed this in Congress in 2005.
20 years ago.
Yeah. And it got kicked to the curb by the Bush administration, the Obama administration, all the way up until the first Trump administration. They kept putting it off and, okay, we're going to extend the deadline another 2 years because they knew how chaotic this was going to be. And at some point, May 7th of this year was designated, okay, we've been kicking this around for 20 years. You knew this was coming. So 3 years ago, my son Clayton and I went all the way to Tuscaloosa because we started off over on Arkadelphia Road, which is an absolute three ring circus. It's the worst place on earth for a DMV.
There were
thousands of people there, and they weren't even there for this. They were there just to do regular business.
Yeah.
So we said to hell with that. And Clay also loves the restaurant Raising Cane's, which yes. has a Tuscaloosa location. So we're going to Tuscaloosa. So we go to Tuscaloosa. We got chicken. And he got his star license 3 years ago. I, on the other hand, right now with my vision being bad, did not pass the vision test to get my license renewed. And the fact that when I produced I produced what I'd carried around for 50 some odd years, my birth certificate. The lady goes, this isn't your actual birth certificate. This is a copy. I said, a copy? Did they have copy machine? Did they have Xerox machines in the 1960s? How did they make a copy? And she goes, no, this is a copy. I mean, it was like hanging by a thread. It was about to fall apart. I had believed that was my birth certificate for years. I've taken cruises where I've produced that. Nobody has ever said that before. So they gave me a non-driver's license, which is my ID, which is lifetime, which that's fine, but it doesn't have the blue star. And so I am in your boat, Tony. I had a chance to go to a national convention in Louisville a couple weeks ago for the racing and gaming business. I was a late scratch because I didn't want to ride in the car all the way up to Louisville because I didn't have the proper credentials. And amazing you bring this topic up. As soon as we wrap this up today, my assistant Lita D'Imperio and I are going to the Crestline post office where I have a 1:15 appointment to get my passport. I've never had a passport in my life.
Nice.
And that's easier.
There's something very liberating about having a passport. I will say this. Obviously, you need that to go fly international, but to know you go anywhere else in the world is pretty cool.
Well, now, if you don't have the star ID and you have a passport, if I can obtain the passport today, because I do have my birth certificate now, I sent away and got the actual document. I remembered what hospital I was born in Washington, D.C., Providence Hospital. They immediately turned around and sent a birth certificate. I do have my Social Security card still that I've kept in a box for years. So I do have some IDs, but I don't have anything that proves my residence, because 2 years ago, I moved in with my son, who owns the house and everything's in his name. So I have no proof that I actually live here, and proof of residence, because at the end of the day, this is allegedly for security so they can know who's flying. But this is the same government, and I just railed about immigrants coming into this country. This is the same government who for 2 years in the previous administration issued a printed off piece of paper that authorized anybody who's coming to this country illegally to get on an airplane and fly wherever the hell they wanted to go.
You see this kid behind me? He's from Guatemala. He can fly before I can.
Exactly.
Is that right?
I mean, that's how just hypocritical and ridiculous this whole government policy is. So anyway, if you have a passport, and I do have a license, although it's not a driver's license.
Answer me this. What's the difference? What's the difference between having this blue star? I mean, I'm a Bible guy. I read the Bible. Okay. I know in the Bible, it prophesizes that at some point we're all going to have the same currency. We're going to have a chip.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have a chip. We're going to have a chip imprinted in our hands where we're going to pay. And if you ain't got that chip, you ain't paying. You ain't going to have it. You must have this chip implanted. You must have the 666. You must have all these things, or else you're not going to be paying for squat. You're not going to be.
The blue star is step one in what you're describing.
It is.
The guy out front of the post office, or the guy in front of the DMV 20 years ago, that guy should run for Congress. He knows exactly what's going on.
I'm starting to think Bitcoin is a currency we're looking at.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. AI is going to take over. Artificial intelligence is going to be running the whole deal.
Scary ass time, I'm telling you. Because I mean, I'm not a guy run down the middle of the street. You know, the world is in. I'm not, but I'm ready to go whenever the Lord wants to come back with the rapture. I'm good to go. But I'm telling you, man, when I can't fly after living here for 59 years, I got nothing on my record. Yeah. I'm good to go. I got cash in hand, and first of all, we don't take cash anymore, by the way. The Birmingham International Airport only takes credit cards. I can't pay cash for an airline ticket. What the hell? I can't drop a 50 at fucking Domino's because they don't take bills over $20.
That's crazy.
I had a $47 order the other night at Domino's, and I gave them a 50, and they wouldn't take my 50 for $47. And I said, you just keep it. You can have it. You can have the $3 and change. We don't take 50s. We don't take anything above 20s. I said, this says legal tender. This has got a president's face on right here. This says this is good. I owe you $47. I had to leave and go to an ATM and come back with 220s and a 5 and a couple of singles. You think they got their tip then? Something's not going right, my friend.
There's a great commercial for the Georgia Lottery right now where a guy's in a jewelry store and he's trying to buy some kind of ring or a bracelet or something. And the lady goes, she's looking at the bill he gives her, and she's got this confused look at her. She calls the manager, and the guy goes, and it's just perfect casting. This guy goes, sir, these are lovely portraits of the presidents, but we can't accept these as payment. And the guy goes, it's cash. And he looks at the woman. He goes, do you know what he's talking about? She goes, no clue.
Nope.
So, you know, we are living in transitional times, but you just nailed it, though. The blue star has nothing to do with security. The blue star is the big first step in getting all of us identified so they know where everybody is and know who everybody is, because they've lost control of that process with their archaic systems and all of the waste and lack of efficiency in government. This is just the first step to what you're talking about, cataloging each and every one of us so they know exactly who we are and they know exactly where we are and they know every little detail about us. And it's the beginning of the invasion of big government becoming big brother. George Orwell wrote go back and read 1984 by George Orwell, which was written in the 1950s. It is chilling how much in that book is on its way to becoming fruition. Orwell was absolutely a visionary genius, but he was about, 35 or 40 years of premature, because all of this blue star crap, all of the things we're describing, are movements to once again, just put all of us in one, we're just the people here that are financing the whole thing. We have no other role other than to do that. And to be the financiers, they want to know who we are, where we are, and what we're doing.
I'm heading to the DMV. I'm heading to the DMV. If I get there, I think I can get out by 5. It's just like the old days.
Unbelievable. I'm going to be at the Crestline post office for God knows how long.
I'll be thinking about
you. I'm going to have some government schmuck interviewing me about everything I've ever done or thought about to try.
Who probably was not born here.
Alonzo's going to take care of you over here.
You can own a gas station in this country, but you sure as hell can't fly.
Oh, good grief. I'm telling you, it is chilling. Necessary. I've got grandchildren in Las Vegas, and I'm not going to ride a Greyhound bus there. I guess that'll be the next thing. You can't even get on a bus, without your star ID. Mm. But that is where we're heading, and it's just absolutely chilling to see what's happening in this country, and it's consistent with what I just talked about. Americans at some point have to take a stand and say we're taking our country back. Yep. This is absurd.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.